In the year 569, Queen Radegunda asked the Byzantine Emperor Justin II and Empress Sophia for a relic of the true cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for a convent she built near Poitiers in France. The emperor graciously agreed to send her a large piece of the true cross, and in order to celebrate its arrival, Queen Radegunda commissioned a man by the name of Fortunatus to write a hymn for the solemn procession of the holy relic from Tours to her monastery of the Holy Cross, Saint-Croix at Poitiers. The grand procession with our Lord's cross took place on the 19th of November in the year 569. And the hymn Fortunatus composed is called the Vexilla Regis, the royal banner. Vexilla Regis prodeunt fulget crucis mysterium. Abroad the royal banners fly. Now shines the cross's mystery. Qua vita mortum pertulit, et morte vitam protulit. Upon it life did death endure, and yet by death did life procure. That's just the first stanza. This is one of the oldest hymns in the church. 569. It is still sung today as the hymn for Vespers on Passion Sunday and as the hymn for Vespers today on the great feast of the exaltation of the Holy Cross. The first word of the hymn, Vexilla, comes from the Latin word velum, which means sail, flag, or banner. Vexilla, then, is a little sail, a little flag, a little banner. Do you know the pastor in Little Missal? He is a vexillologist. Father Becker is a vexillologist. He studies flags. He's also a sailor in his pastime. You can see that Father Becker likes vexilla. He likes sails. He likes flags. In the ancient world, emperors and kings had royal vexilla, had royal banners flying as they walked in procession. For example, in Rome, the emperor had a banner, a flag of an eagle carried before him in procession. The flag was mounted horizontally on the pole. Not like we have it on the pole. It's mounted horizontally on the pole. The Roman army had vexilla, we would call them military standards, carried in battle by the color guards. Each regiment had different colors, and the color guards carried the flags, the vexilla, and the troops could easily find their commander, their regiment, during a battle by looking for their flag on the battlefield. I don't know about you, but when I was at summer camp, our favorite game was Capture the Flag. Have you ever played that game? Capture the Flag. This is truly an old, old game, because to capture your enemy's flag in ancient Rome was the ultimate sign of victory. So I hope you can see that already back in the year 569, Fortunatus, the composer of the Vexilla Regis, knew that for the Christian, our military standard, our royal banner or flag, is the cross of Jesus Christ. We can easily find our commander in chief, our king, by looking for his royal banner. The cross. When Pope St. Gregory the Great, who died in 604, made solemn processions to the Lenten station churches of Rome, he had a royal banner precede him. It was the cross. Every procession started with incense, and the cross, from the Cathedral of St. John Lateran to the Church of the Day. You know, it's not by accident that still to this day, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass begins with the procession to the altar, with incense, if used, and then someone carries in our King's royal banner, his royal flag, the cross. That's what we sang today in the hymn, right? Led on their way by this triumphant sign. That's the vexilla, the flag, the banner of our King. The refrain is, lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaimed, till all the world adore his sacred name. Till half of the world adore his sacred name. Till most of the world adores his sacred name. Till some of the world adores his sacred name. Till all of the world adores his sacred name. We each can lift high the cross, the royal banner, the royal vexilla of our King, each in our own simple ways. You can lift high the cross. You can lift high our King's royal banner every time you make the sign of the cross in a restaurant. Simple way. Just to make the sign of the cross in a restaurant before you eat. When you make the sign of the cross as you pass the church, right? Because the royal King lives here. So when you pass the church on Cedar Street, you make the sign of the cross, right? Or when you pass by the cemetery, don't you do as I do and make the sign of the cross? That's how you can lift high the cross. Or when you display a crucifix in your homes, I have a crucifix in every room of the house. I'm sure you do that, right? You have a crucifix in every room. That's how you lift high the cross. Or when you kiss the cross on your rosary, you lift high the cross. Or by coming to Mass on Sunday, every Sunday, we lift high the cross, for the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass makes present the death and resurrection of Jesus on Mount Calvary. The priest lifts high the cross every time he lifts up the Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity above the altar. He lifts high the fruit of the cross. Most importantly, most especially, you lift high the cross every time you embrace sicknesses, financial difficulty, poverty, tiredness, pain, a dark night of the soul, a dryness in prayer, a persecution, a ridicule, a failure, a loneliness, a loss of a job, a death of a friend or someone that you love so much. Most especially, we lift high the cross by embracing our crosses and uniting them to Jesus on the cross. These crosses bring about great suffering and pain, but like with our Lord, they're the very thing that the Lord will use to bring about new life and our salvation. That's what we read last week, right? Our Lord said specifically to us last week, whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Thomas A. Kempis, the author of the spiritual classic, The Imitation of Christ, in the 1400s, wrote, there is no other way to life and true inward peace than the way of the cross. There is no way to life and peace except the way the cross. When I was in Catholic grade school, we used to sing that children's song composed by Alfred B. Smith in 1965. We even had a sort of sign language that we used when singing it, but because the Lord is indeed kind and merciful, I won't sing it for you this morning, or I won't do the gestures and the actions. But you'll remember the song. The one way to peace is the power of the cross. His banner over me is love. What was his banner over me? An umbrella? Was it some felt banner hanging from the post? No, the banner is the vexilla. The banner is the flag of the King. His banner over me, that is love, is the cross. the one way to peace, the one way to peace, not a way to peace, the way to peace is the power of the cross. The cross is the only way to peace. There is no other way to life and peace other than the cross. And not only is the cross our one way to peace, it is our only hope. The second to last verse of the hymn, the Sila Regis, is said genuflecting. Every knee must bend. I thought I heard today in the second reading. Every knee must bend. And so the second to last verse, we say genuflecting in the Vexilla Regis. The verse begins, O crux ave, spes unica. O crux ave, spes unica. Hail, O cross, our only hope. At the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls, there is a mosaic cross at the very top of the facade of the Basilica. And that's what it says underneath, spes unica. Our only hope. The cross is indeed our only hope. And for all that's evil in the world, and there is a lot of evil, isn't there? And all the hatred in the world, and there is a lot of hatred in the world. But all the hatred and evil in the world has been destroyed by the cross of Jesus Christ. Sin and death, Satan and darkness, they're all destroyed by the power of the cross. That is good news. In truth, the cross of Christ is the only way that evil and hatred in the world are defeated. The cross is our only way to peace and our only hope. There is no other way to life and peace other than the way of the cross. So we pray today that each person in his own way will lift high the King's royal banner on this feast of the exaltation of the Holy Cross. Lift high the King's royal banner. Lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world adores his sacred name.